Hello, this is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. Today I want to talk about how to measure the success of your website. So you've put all in the hard work and you've made it, you've developed it, and maybe you've even added some Google Analytics or some sort of tracking software to allow you to know how many visitors you have. Now, if you've done that, you're ready to start really looking at how successful your website is. It won't be successful overnight, but it's a good way to It's a good thing to start actually planning to find out how you can measure the successful criteria of your website. So here's how. Now, if you've got an e-commerce website, it's relatively easy because you know that X amount of visitors came to your website and X amount added the product to their basket and X amount actually went to the checkout. So you can find out a very, very easy way of looking at your conversion rate if you've got an e-commerce website. But what if you don't? What if your website is, I don't know, maybe showing your photography, or even in my case, showing you that we run courses in web design? What is a successful criteria for that? Now, if you've done the course, especially the beginner course, you'll remember in week one, we looked at what visitors want, and also we looked at what you do. Now, for me, I provide web courses, so I want people to book. I want people to actually go to the website, have a look at all the details of the courses, and then make a booking. So my success criteria is one of a couple of things is either they call me, or they send me an email, or they complete the booking form. So these are all my success criteria. Now that's just for me. So your criteria might be different. So if you want to maybe get people to call you, put a different number on your website, so when they call you on that number, you know where they've come from, or maybe use a different email address, things like that. So it allows you to realize that you've got maybe 1,000 visitors and 100 of those actually completed what you wanted them to do, your site goals or your purpose. And this should all feed back to your business requirements. So if your business requirements is selling more products, then change a few things about your website and you'll see if that successful criteria increases or decreases. So in summary, first of all is plan your website criteria. What means a successful step for your website? Then look at how many visitors are coming into your website and how many of them actually complete the criteria that you want them to do. And then you can start altering and tweaking and changing and adding things to improve that success criteria and therefore increasing your conversion rate and hopefully giving you more money. Okay, that's everything for today. Thank you very much. Bye.